This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Pressure comes. Manning escapes on the run, trying to make something happen. Cannot get away from Jalen Walker.
Who are we looking at this time, Vinny?
Jalen Walker, pass rusher out of Georgia. Junior, jersey number 11. Two 11s in a row. 6'1", 243. Has not done anything athletically at the combine. He did nothing at the pro day. He's having a private workout coming up in a couple weeks, I think, because he had some type of injury. He had 32-inch arms, 10 1/4 hand. 2022, he played in all 15 games his freshman year. 9 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1 sack. 2023, played in all 14 games as a reserve. 20 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, 5 sacks. And in this past year, 11 starts, 60 tackles, 2 PBUs, 6.5 sacks, 10.5 tackles for loss. He was a 5-star recruit, you know, coming out of high school. Now, his strengths, he's got lower strength, he's got leverage, he's explosive, good speed and burst, speed to get to corner, ability to bend corner, good feet and agility. Stays square, setting the edge. He can stack at the point for his size, has pocket awareness, potential. He's got positional versatility, good fundamental tackler, uses his hands well to shed, has a punch, good blitzer, thick muscular. He stays active, keeps his feet moving, takes on blocks with good pad level, good arm length, 32 inches. He's a great leader. They says his leading is off the charts. Weakness, height, 6'1" as a pass rusher. It's a little short, 32 inch. You'd like about 33, 34-inch arms. Needs more pass rush moves. Need to see speed. Only 11 starts at inside linebacker. Will need development in man-to-man coverage and also taking on blockers. In summary, I said this kid has positional versatility because he can play inside backer on early downs and he can rush from the outside. He'd be a good fit for the Ravens. They would benefit a lot. This kid, Jalen, he would benefit a lot from having Chuck Smith rushing because he needs a lot of pass rush moves. He needs a lot of work, and he lacks a ton of experience at the inside linebacker spot, which is going to have growing pains early. It's like we're going through it all again with Simpson and then again with Patrick Queen. You know, you got the growing pains early on because he hadn't played a lot of inside linebacker stuff. And I could – Roquan, like, please, come on. We've been through this before. You know, can I have somebody that knows what they're doing? This kid's interesting because, you know, at 6'1", you know, right now as an inside linebacker, he's raw. You wouldn't take him in the first round as an inside linebacker. Now, as a pass rusher, he's got a lot of nice things that he can do there. But at 6'1", in the NFL, against these tackles with 34-inch arms and stuff, how effective is he going to be? So, you know, am I totally sold on Jalen Walker? I'm not totally sold. Just because he's kind of a tweener a little bit as an outside guy, and hadn't had a ton of experience as an inside guy right now. So it's a guy that kind of taking a chance on. You know, you're hitting and missing. You know, can he go outside and be that dominant pass rusher? And is he going to be good enough to play inside linebacker? You know, and he doesn't have a lot of starts under his belt. So there, it's, you know, where Abdul Carter was, line him up and let's go. He had stats galore for all 3 years. You know, I mean, this kid played in all 15 games, played in all 14 games, and then he's had 11 starts in 3 years in his college career. That's the only thing that is scary. You know, and he's had 6.5 sacks this year. So he has shown the ability to get to the quarterback, but he makes me nervous. You know, I'm not, you know, if I'm sitting there at 27, I'm totally sold on that. No, I'm not totally sold.
Was there one attribute when you were scouting that you looked at in every player? Like, for example, Ozzy, you would always hear Ozzy say he loves football. That was the
passion.
What was yours?
You gotta love the game, and it's all things that you know, that doesn't take talent. You know, and that's what Ozzy's talking about too. You know, the guys compete. Does he love to play? You know, because you gotta love to play it. Otherwise, you're never gonna be as good as you want to be. I was talking to a pro scout the other day from Edmonton Oilers, and he told me that they find that the guys that reach their potential, the closest to their potential, is the guys that are passionate and love the game. The guys that don't really love it and stuff, they're not going to reach their potential. Why? Because they're not going to work at it and do the little extra things and things that you need to. So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of the same way. I wanted guys, you know, that love the game, passionate about it. And, you know, Joe Bugle with O-line, he said, give me smart and tough. Smart and tough, and I can make him a player.
He has some pretty good lines down there in Washington.
Yeah. So, I mean, smart, tough, you know, that doesn't take any talent right there.
You're right.
You know, but, and Joe Gibbs always, you know, the other thing is, can you win with dumb people? Can't.
No.
Can't win with dumb people. I mean, a guy can be a great athlete and all that, but if he can't learn, you know, he can't help you win. So, I mean, you've got to have smart, especially the way, as sophisticated it is, as offenses and defenses are, you got to have smart guys.
You got to.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them.
Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.